T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So we'll first begin with two updates from the injuries last evening. First with Mitch Keller with the wrist contusion. Not sure who saw, but he did play catch on flat ground outside. Initial response, albeit 10, 15 minutes ago, was very encouraging. The swelling has subsided less than 24 hours post-injury, so encouraging news. What this means moving forward, still to be determined. If he was to stay in his normal 5-day rotation, he would attempt to throw a side tomorrow, but that's on hold at this moment, but not ruling it completely out at this time. But overall, encouraging news for Mitch. Played catch on flat ground. We'll see how he responds and move forward tomorrow. Unfortunately, Mr. Martin, as a result of that slide, not so much the slide, but getting landed on by the pitcher, he did dislocate the left shoulder. He was re-examined by our physicians this morning over at Allegheny Health Network. Images were taken. Overall, encouraging news. The current recommendation is non-operative in nature, which is very good. They felt that if this was an injury earlier in the season, he would approximately miss a month in time. But unfortunately, due to where we are in the calendar, this would substantially just end his season. So, but overall, long-term, good news for Jason Martin and a good prognosis for the 2020 season. Shifting over towards the IL, pitchers, Chris Archer has been playing catch on flat ground, continues to build up the arm strength. He's feeling good. The arm action and delivery noted by our pitching coaches and body team is relatively normal. Where he's going from here, we're going to continue to play catch on flat ground and have a build up appropriately as Chris's arm allows him to and allows us to. Nick Birdie. Nick, as we had mentioned, progressed to an aggressive type of rehab activities last week. He did overall respond somewhat okay. He did have some intermittent forearm symptoms. This is not too uncommon for what type of procedure that Nick had. However, he is going to be reevaluated by Dr. Meister next week. Sometime down in Texas, who did the original Tommy John surgery, and Dr. Thompson, also in St. Louis. Jameson Taillon, really no change. What is changing is, no surprise, but this man's attitude and aspect on the whole outcome is just, it tickles me. It motivates me on a day-to-day. I know this is so early in the process, but if there is a guy that's going to beat the odds, it's going to be Jameson Taillon coming back from this surgery. Chad Kuhl and Edgar Santana, due to the potential Hurricane Dorian and the impact that it thankfully did not have, at least on Florida, we transitioned these guys up to PNC Park this week, so they got another opportunity, or at least Edgar got an opportunity for the first time this year to throw off the mound at PNC Park and their mound progression in return from Tommy John. So that was really good to see those two. Chris Stratton has resumed playing catch. Has good days, had bad days. Has had some good days and has had some bad days. Continues to stay on flat ground. Has not advanced the mound yet. Mr. Ramirez, he threw a side yesterday. No issues. Plan on having him throw another side tomorrow. We're optimistic that he'll be ready to go one of the first days that he is eligible to return. For the position players, Gregory Polanco, as we noted, we increased the intensity of the exercises in throwing and hitting. We were optimistic that he was going to respond. The arm was going to respond favorably. Unfortunately, we didn't get that response. He had continued arm discomfort. He was reevaluated in Pittsburgh earlier this week. We discussed this case at length again with Dr. Olchek, who's the surgeon. The recommendation at this point in time is to stop baseball activities for the remainder of the season and have a series of PRP injections with the goal to calm the inflammation down in the shoulder. And once that goes, the series of injections happens throughout the course of September, we'll reassess and then come up with a new plan and prognosis for the 2020 season.
Okay, good talk. with Martin and the dislocated shoulder, so there's nothing else structural as far as the stuff that Polanco had to deal with last year when he also dislocated his shoulder. Is it just limited to the dislocated shoulder?
That's correct. He is a one-time, we call one-time failure of a dislocation.
Okay. So
first-time dislocators historically, commonly do not require surgical intervention immediately.
Right.
So at this stage in the game, the recommendation is non-operative conservative management.
With Mitch, his throwing on flat ground and then the side tomorrow, will you guys decide after, like later today, tomorrow, like how will that sort of go if he's going to throw that side or not?
Both.
Okay.
So we're going to see how he responds to the flat ground. He did spin some, so he threw all his pitches.
Okay.
And see how that he responds. If he's adjusting his mechanics, if he's adjusting his grip, I think we'll have our answer.
Yeah. Okay.
Any clue how much time this might eat into Gregory's off season? And I assume it wouldn't be a normal off season anyway, given what he's gone through to this point. But when will he, I guess, resume semi-normal or normal off season ramping up?
Good question, Robin. We knew once the injury happened last year, and then the subsequent surgery that followed, that he would never have a normal off season again in his career. Just to the change of the arthrokinematics due to the nature of the injury.
Mm-hmm.
So the thought is, from Dr. Olchek, is go through this series of PRP injections, reassess at the end of this month, and then we'll come up with a new plan to get him ready for the 2020 season.
Okay.
But the expectation is that he will be ready for the 2020 season. Yes.
Now you say he'll never have a normal off season moving forward throughout his career. Does that mean throughout his career it could potentially impact him at other times, or is there more concern or something like that then?
Another good question. When I say not a normal off season, I mean every player, whether injured or healthy, their off seasons change. Take, for example, our old friend A.J. Burnett. As many innings as that man built up, a number of pitches that he had throughout his career, he didn't have an off season like he did the year before, because he got older, he had different dings to the body, he didn't respond to certain things. So all these guys' off seasons changes throughout their career. With Gregory, it is an issue with how the arm is moving with range of motion. We refer to it as his arthrokinematics. So we need to make sure that joint stays moving and stays in good motion, that we don't have this inflammatory response that he's been experiencing. So those things are still in process. Very good question. But we're still formulating those plans.
What's the distance on Archer? Is it 60 feet?
He's about feet? He's between 75 and 90 feet.
What's going on with Kevin Newman?
Yes. He reported some right hip discomfort in Colorado. He participated in a full work day today. He was available off the bench last night, and Clint foresees him to be available off the bench as needed tonight.
Todd, I think that there is old school writing it out, actually.
You're good.
there was some talk about Cool and Santana maybe throwing some live BP and sim games. Has that happened, or is that going to happen?
That plan is, by the time their quote-unquote season of rehab ends, the goal is for them to throw a live BP or some type of sim game, yes.
Is that here at PNC Park? Or
that'll be down in instructional wing, yes.
Brubaker continues to throw?
He did. He went home. He was one of the guys that we just decided to go home instead of continuing his ramp up, but
yeah.
He has had no setbacks, and he continues to throw without issue. So,
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.